What's up, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everybody. I'm back.
The queen is back. She is back, folks. If you weren't around for the previous podcast, we actually had Jamie step in a little bit because Tess had suffered a concussion. And so the doctor was like, no worky for you. No worky.
And no work for you.
Right. And so it's been a little while, and she is cleared to do a little bit of work, just a little bit of worky. And so we kind of wanted to do a podcast with her being back. That being said, it's not going to be the same length as normal. We're going to try to ease back into things. So this is going to be our shortest episode.
Our ease on down the road episode.
Yep, just going to ease on down, ease on down. Before we do that, though, just give us kind of an update on how you've been feeling these past few weeks.
Yeah, so the concussion happened on the 20th of May, and we recorded that night. And I know I mentioned this a couple weeks ago when I was on, but they say this, I've never been to war, so... Please, anybody who has been to war, don't be mean to me. But like they do say how like, you know, soldiers in battle, like something might happen to you, but you kind of have to ignore it and you just have to keep going. You know, like that it's kind of like that because I'm a pretty clumsy person and I hurt myself a lot. And as I get older, the more I hurt myself, the more I'm just like, you know, I'm not five anymore. I can't just sit and cry about it. I just kind of like take the pain in, suck in the air, and then just keep it moving. And that's kind of what I did when I hit my head, even though it was really, really painful. And then on top of that, like everything that kind of happened afterwards, I don't remember everything that happened. And I honestly only remember certain things because I have proof of doing them. So, for example, I have proof of sending a text to my family telling them I hit my head, but I don't necessarily remember doing it. Like, I think I remember doing it. As for the podcast that night, I know we did it because I know we did it.
Right. it's recorded.
It's recorded. There's proof. But I liked it. Just a lot of things are fuzzy. And so... To give a little bit more clarity, like I did go to work the next day, but I started feeling pretty bad even before I got to work. And then as the day progressed while I was at work, it just got progressively worse. So I had to leave, and then I called my doctor, and he was like, "You sounds like you have a concussion." Unfortunately, my headaches got worse and worse over the weekend. And so I ended up at the ER, and the doctor's like, "Yeah, you got a pretty bad concussion. You know, you need to stay home for a week." And then I followed up with my doctor, and he's like, "Yeah, you can't go back to work. I'm going to send you to concussion clinic for post-concussive syndrome." And, So I ended up doing that virtually because they were like, you know, let's try to keep you at home for a little while.
Right.
Did a virtual visit, and which is kind of weird, but they, you know, the specialist who's a nurse practitioner was like, "Yeah, you know, you suffered a mild brain injury, and you know, things are going to be really weird for you for a little while, but be nice to yourself and just don't do certain things and just rest." It's funny, cognitive rest, which is what the doctor told me I needed, is actually a very difficult thing to do in this day and age. You know,
yes.
Cognitive rest is get off of your phone, get off of your computer, and honestly, just lay in bed and don't think. So, not the easiest thing to do, but I will say, not like, you know, not with the idea of, my words are still a little messed up, but like not to be down, but it was really scary for me. This is not the first time that I've hit my head pretty bad, but it is definitely the first time that I've ever felt like this. So this is my first medical concussion. And there were really hard times during the last several weeks where, because I was having such difficulty communicating, like I couldn't speak in complete sentences. I couldn't remember words. And I still do have difficulty now, but clearly not as bad, which is why I'm able to, like, you know, do the show today.
Right.
But it was really depressing. So
I can imagine, especially in, because I was talking to Jamie about how you're kind of being off of your phone during the pandemic. It's not like people can kind of come over and just sit with you for a bit, and stuff like that. We leaned on the streaming services a lot more, you know, recently. So that's rough.
It is rough. Like, I live by myself and I have my dog, but, you know, it's not like I live with my family and I'm at home. And if I was at home from work on a sick day, I would just, you know, binge watch or, you know, do something, play a game. And I wasn't able to do any of that. So it was like being alone with my thoughts, and thinking was hard. So it's actually a little easier to not, I mean, sometimes when you're alone, you're like, okay, all I can do is think, but thinking was actually extremely difficult to do. So kind of just laying around wasn't so bad. It like wasn't so hard. But this being the first time that I've actually really had a concussion, I will tell you right now, to anybody who's listening who's had it, first of all, it's not fun. Don't ever do it. And second, I felt like I was like three people at one time. Like everything is, you can see everything, you can hear everything. It's like I could hear what was going on three floors away. Like that's how sensory adapt you are. I'm not using the correct word.
So you were so first, you don't recommend it. It's not something we recommend.
No.
And then you got superpowers like Daredevil. That totally would have the opposite effect of not recommending getting a concussion.
I feel like some kids would be like, oh, I'm gonna go get my head hit, like she turned into a superwoman. No, you look dumb. Like you might have like superpowers in your head, like you can hear a lot of things and see things that, you know, maybe aren't there. But when you go walk places, you look like an infant. Only you're an adult infant. And also with a concussion, the ability to dress yourself is, it just goes down. So I kind of was just wearing, you know, the same color sweats every day. Again, you look like an infant, except you're an adult.
I mean, it's kind of, I mean, I'm not, look, I'm just saying, I might have worn the same thing a couple of times, being that I'm, you know, working from home and stuff. You don't really need to wear different things all the time. Look, I have two different pairs of socks on. It's okay. No one's going to see me. I'm not going to Walmart. You know what I'm saying? It'll be okay. It'll be okay. So yeah, so that's,
yeah,
that's a struggle. But though, that is a struggle. So look, don't feel bad for wearing the same sweats. You're good.
I'm okay. I mean, I only looked weird if you saw me, you know, multiple days and nobody did for the most part. But when you did see me, I think I stuck out like a sore thumb. I mean, I'm literally the girl in a hoodie with these long ass dreads and the biggest sunglasses. And like, it's 98 degrees outside. I'm in full sweats and slow shoes. Sorry, I shouldn't even say it like that, but like shoes with no laces. Like, it's like really regressive. It's like being an infant, except you're an adult. And I'm laughing because that's the only way I can laugh at my own like feel about my own trauma. But like when people look at you and they're like, are you okay? The hard part is explaining to them, no, I'm not okay. B, you're talking too loud, even though you're whispering. And C, I want to tell you that I have a brain injury, but I'm not able to find the words.
That's definitely tough.
It's trash, so don't do it.
Yes, it's not a good look. It's not, but we are happy that you are, you know, recovering over time.
Yeah.
And you know, things are improving. You got some shoelaces now. You have a different pair of sweats. You know what I mean?
I have a new pair of sweats.
There you go. See?
Good. And I did not upgrade the laces.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Okay. You know what? The straps. Straps are back in. You know what I'm saying? Little Velcro.
Straight up slides.
Yeah. Slides work too. Okay. You don't got to wear socks. You got to wear socks. Just slide on in and slide down the street. That's it.
And I can actually walk alone now. Like, I mean, y'all,
that's an improvement.
It's an improvement. I go back to work on Tuesday. I personally, like, I've been out of work for over a month, so it's time to go back. Like, I don't necessarily 100% feel great about it because, like, this is just me being real. I am still pretty tired. Like, I can't walk around my block without getting winded. So, there's that. And then, my job is speaking to people. It's speaking to people and walking with people. And those are the two biggest things I'm having problems with.
Oh, man. Can't you, like, they give you, like, a desk, you know, like let's just file some paperwork for now.
Yeah.
And do the tours later. Oh, okay.
I've asked. So that is going to happen. I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to be by myself. I'm going to be at the desk probably more than normal, and I'm going to be on reduced schedule, and I know I have to take it easy because the computer light still bothers me. I'm still going to be wearing sunglasses. I should be wearing them now, but I'm not, even though I'm inside.
All right, we're going to get you some gunners to help with the blue light. Yeah. And you know, all those things, because it's everything is digital. Like, it's such a weird, like, and not like in a sense of, you know, like you would think like the apocalypse, you know, all the computers and everything is dead, so people have to kind of get back to their roots in terms of, like, you know, tilling the land. But in this case, it's the opposite. Like, no, you have to use digital stuff because of the pandemic. You can't really go out and do certain things, so you have to use your phone, you have to use your computer, and it's the opposite in this case. Yeah. So that's, man. But that's, like I said, it's getting better though. It is getting better. Yes,
it is. I'm so happy that I'm here. Like, I've missed this, and I am really, I'm proud of, I guess, you know, my own improvement because I am able to have a conversation with you. Whereas a few weeks ago, it was, even just a week ago, it wasn't great, but so I'm up and up, and I'm back. What?
That's what's up. So not to keep you for too long, we want to go ahead and jump into our topic, and it's interesting. We actually, so there was a trailer that came out not too long ago for a movie called Karen, and you know what? I should have known this was kind of messed up. First, because it's called Karen, and then second, because it's via, I want to say, BET.
They're
BET Films, and not that I've expressed my, you know, apprehension to BET stuff, but because I've done it privately, not publicly, but I do feel a way about BET. A lot of stuff that the entity or the company or whatever. And I'll, you know, in terms of some of the good that it does a lot of stereotypically bad things. And Karen seems to be one of them. If you don't know, Karen is an upcoming thriller written by Coke Daniels. And it stars Tarian Manning, who is a good actor. She's a great actor. She was on Orange is the New Black or Black. Mm. Yeah, Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
And solid, which is why I'm shocked that she's in this film.
Yeah. And Corey Hardwick, like that's
right.
Tia Mowry's husband. Like, what are you all doing?
Why? Like, I know they're not paying you that much. Like, but no, like, so apparently the premise is a young couple moves into a new neighborhood in the suburbs, and a white person by the name of Karen doesn't like the fact that they moved in. She starts bothering them and calling the police on them and doing a lot of stuff that we kind of give the, you know, we kind of determine that the name Karen kind of stands for. The problem with all of it, for the most part, is that number one, it's over the top in a sense of think Tyler Perry, think like, you know, some of Spike Lee's like bad films. Mm-hmm. It's over the top in a sense where it almost trivializes the things that go on in this. And so that's bad number one. And number two, it also makes this Karen into a fictitious monster, which does something different. So, because I believe this is from a white perspective, it does something different. It does whereas like doing something over the top makes it seem unreal, but then doing something like this where she's made to be this entity of the Karen, if you will, kind of overlooks the real life situations that can occur, you know, kind of occur, because people can see that and go, oh, I'm not like her. I mean, I do some racist, you know, some racist shit, but I'm not like her though. Like, I don't go, you know, key your car or call the police and have them like drag you out of your house. And, you know, I don't do that, but, you know, I just do this other stuff. You know, I just pretend to be, you know, crying or have like a, what is it? The challenge right now where like white women are faking their tears or whatever. There's a horrible challenge, by the way.
There's a challenge by that?
On TikTok is that white women are pretending to cry and showing how real it can look, which to all the black people watching, we're just, what's the meme, staring while black? That's what that was. Like, while we're looking like, this is horrible for several reasons. But yeah, so looking at that trailer, I was like, you know what? Why? Just why, BET? Like, why would you do that?
I feel like they have nothing. Like, maybe they have absolutely no content. Maybe they just couldn't get enough money maybe they had less leftover money. I don't know. But like, I would have watched a reality dating show over this. Like, and I'm over those. When I saw the trailer, first of all, I actually did. I finished the trailer, but I didn't finish it the first time, because I got halfway through the trailer and I started to read some of the comments. And before I got to the comments, I realized that there were like 25,000 down dislikes and 6,000 likes. That doesn't happen very often, where there's that many more dislikes.
Right.
So I thought that was funny. And then I read some of the comments, and a lot of the comments said that they were like, this is a great parody because it looks like one of those college humor parodies, kind of.
It did look fake.
Yeah. And so I'm like, maybe this isn't a real movie. But then at the end of the trailer, when that movie shit popped up, it looked pretty real. So yeah. I'm going to have to DM Tia and be like, so what's your husband doing? Is like, there a problem? Do you guys need money?
It you know what? It reminded me of, you know, Lifetime, that channel where it has the melodramatic, you know, thrillers or whatever. It looked like a Lifetime version of Get Out.
And
which is really bad. Like, that's explosively bad, because Lifetime, like, who's writing these stories? And then the perspective that you're taking, this is some white guilt stuff. And even if it wasn't, it just looks mad cringe regardless. Like, this just looks so bad. And
Who is this Karen girl? Like I just I'm really disturbed. I was really disturbed because kind of like what you were saying, how it turns this Karen into an entity so that people are like, oh, I'm not like that. I'm not that
Right.
bad. I've never done that. There's this phenomenon, in the spectrum of racism, like where there, for example, I think the movie The Help actually was a good example of this, where in that time period, in the time period that they're talking about, you don't want to just pinpoint of like, oh, these white people were bad and these white people weren't. Like, no, it was like it was a whole system of badness, okay,
Right.
of inequities towards black people. And in that movie, it made the one girl, I forgot what her name was now, Kitty or I don't know, whatever. Her name ended with a Y. But it made her the bad guy. Like she was the ringleader of everything. She was the bad person. She was the one being mean to all the help. She was the one that got the one lady in jail. And it's like, that's not right. You can't pinpoint
Right.
all of the bad racist things that people have done into this one white person. There's a whole
Yeah.
shit ton of people like perpetuating this system. And so when I'm looking at this Karen, it's just like, why isn't okay? If it one way to make this movie better is to show multiple Karens.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense why there's just one.
And the fact, and the, yeah, multiple Karens would help. Multiple like white people who aren't like, at least from the trailer, like a lot of them look are just trash. Like the way they, and I don't mean white trash. I mean like trash as in how they treat black people, how they treat people of color. But everything is generic. Everything is, her name is Karen White.
Karen.
Her name is, her last name is White.
I thought her name
And
was
then,
Karen Drexler. I thought she said Drexler in the thing, but then somebody
no, I'm
else
looking
who
at the
was white.
cast. Yeah, it's Karen White. Like, I don't know how, like, this was the first thing to hit the drawing board, name. And then the same thing with the black stars, like, or the black characters, Malik and Imani. Like, that's your cast. That's your main cast of characters. And I'm like, y'all
Malik
didn't
and
try.
Imani,
Y'all
they
didn't try
didn't.
at all. Like, fam,
Like
why? Why are we
Malik and
doing this?
Imani. I was just thinking,
Right.
maybe
And then
like.
it's what makes me even more angry, and this is similar to them, to the show Them, that
To show them.
this is 100% trash, was the fact that it's written and directed by a black person.
Oh, God.
Coke Daniels is a black person.
Yeah, we can't all be great, right?
And it's like, why? And so in some instances, right, I'm like, you know what? We have to show people, a lot of people learn from the media in terms of like TV and stuff like that. One of the biggest things that people pulled from, I'm sorry, the Watchmen was that the the bombing, what is it?
The race massacre of Tulsa in
Right.
1921.
Tulsa, the Tulsa bombing was that it was a real thing. Like people actually saw the Watchmen and that was their first inkling of this being a thing. And I was like, yes, this is, it's sad that it took a superhero show on HBO for you to understand that this was a thing, but at the very least, now you know. The thing is, though, that when you do this in a trivial manner, or when you do this with no nuance, or when you're just bad at it, let's just put it that way, because I don't know what the goal is here, outside of like, it could be that, you know, Coke could want to do something really good. Like there might be a good reason for this in their eyes, right? But when you do it in a bad way, when there's no nuance, when you're not Jordan Peele, apparently, there's consequences. There's consequences. And outside of like just selling our pain to the highest bidder, you're ultimately, like I said, you're trivializing something that happened that's real, and you're giving an out for white people. You're giving an out for them to say, I'm not that bad. One of the things that's telling about Get Out was the scene where, you know, the main character is being like, you know, not, I don't want to say fondled, but they're like, all the white people are like looking at him and like saying really racist things about, you know, can you dunk a basketball or can you do whatever? Stuff like that. And if you look at the two characters' faces, the white woman is appalled. Like, I can't believe you're saying that. Whereas his character is like, this is normal.
Yeah.
Even though it's outlandish.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you really don't have to embellish anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just show the normal stuff that happens. That's all you need, because the normal stuff is bad enough. You don't need to make her to this really, you know, I don't even know, like just over the top.
Yeah.
You know, she knocks over their trash can. Like, she's like, the trash can, you need to pull it back in after the trash people come, and you're going to, you know, for some reason, having the trash can out is going to lower our property value. So I'm going to go and kick it over and put the trash in the street, because apparently that's better. You know, it's just
that was really a Karen thing to do, though, for real. Like, that's a super Karen thing to do, because,
oh my gosh,
because if you do that, I mean, you know, if you do that, then like that person gets in trouble because they didn't put their stuff out right. So when the HOA people do their rounds, you get like a ding. You get fined, because it'd be like, oh, you didn't put your trash out right.
Like, true, but you don't do it in broad daylight.
I know.
Gosh. And then speaking of like the feel of the film, like you were saying, like it looks like a college skit.
A parody, yeah.
The quality makes me feel like I thought it was fake as well, because of the quality of it. It looked bad. All the colors were washed out. I don't know if that was on purpose. That could be a thing. But yeah, it looked real. It looked real fakeish.
The right cameras. Yeah.
No. And which is saying something, considering there's a few films that made it to theater that were done on an iPhone camera.
Right.
So I'm like, man, like it's just all around. And it's, again, this is not to say that there was no positive thinking here, like that no one wanted to do something good. But with all the stuff that we've had released recently, all the copycats for Jordan Peele stuff, all the people who, and then just the history of Hollywood, like just selling our pain to just because we'll go see it,
mm-hmm.
or just because it's a way of absolving people of their guilt. You know, like we're not as bad as those people. It just feels nasty, especially given the last few years, right? You know, with Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. It just looks real nasty right now.
It does. It's trash. Nobody wants this. Goodbye.
No one wants it. No one wants it. So I'm not going to subject myself like I did with them. Right. I'm not going to do that. So if you want a review, you might have to pay me for that. If you want a review of this film,
please pay us.
I, you know, them was free. You got a taste for free. But other than that, nope. I am good. I'm not watching this. I'm not. And I don't know if it's coming to. I think it's going to theater.
Oh my God, really?
Let me see.
Please say
you know what?
No.
Okay. It might be on
just on BET Plus, because it's probably on BET Plus.
Yeah, it's probably going to go to BET Plus. It's BET Original Films, and so I'm guessing it's for their streaming whatever. So that could also explain the budget there. But yeah, I'm just like I'm just like, ugh. Like, I don't
know. It was such a dig. It was like so shady.
It's because it looked bad, fam. Like, and it's not to say that you can't have a small budget. There's horror films do it all the time, where you have a small budget. You work with what you can work with.
Look at Blair Witch. Didn't they just, that was, come on.
Yo, like that was, I feel like, and granted, it when I say like modest budget, like for a film, for a feature film, that's in the millions still. However,
seriously,
it looked like they filmed it off of like a couple $100 and it was still great for what it was, what they were trying to do. It just doesn't look good. It just doesn't look good. I don't like the premise. And maybe I would have been a little bit more forgiving if the premise wasn't Karen the movie. Like, oh my God, just saying that hurt.
But why? I need to ask this question. If anybody was serious about making a movie called Karen, because we could film a backyard movie called Karen at a grocery store right now. Like, we wouldn't need any effort.
Right.
But why did they have to make it a horror film? It could have been the funniest of funniest movies. And people would have been like sitting there clapping, saying like, "True, where's the lie? Where's the lie, fam? True."
A Key and Peele skit. That's it.
Oh, totally.
Just a skit. We don't need a whole film.
No.
We don't.
I mean, we've all had bad potato salad. What do we need a whole film for?
Oh, man. I don't know how you mess up potato salad. It's just... Anyways. Yeah, and all the Karen-y Karen stuff. And no offense to real people, you know, named Karen. But if you're pulling a Karen, then you're a Karen. And you just have to wear those shoes. So, yeah. that is our show. Again, it was going to be a short show. Because I don't want to, you know, stress out Tess too much. We want her to get, you know, be rested up. And so we can do a full-fledged show when she is able. Also, I don't want to add any extra stress, you know, that might come our way via the job or whatever. But we did want to do this, you know, to kind of get back into the swing of things, as well as it's therapeutic for us. This is fun.
It's fun for us. I've missed you guys, you know, and I'm happy to be back. Obviously, I'm easing into this because I just to let you guys know again, I didn't know this was going to happen when I had a concussion, but having conversations with another human being is actually extremely taxing. It's a lot of energy, like listening to somebody and processing what the person says and then responding is a lot of work. And I know we make it look like it's easy because we're professionals. but it actually is really hard when you have a brain injury, which is why I have random pauses sometimes.
Yeah.
But I do have to get back into the swing of holding normal conversations. But yes, it's a little taxing, and I still suffer from like massive headaches. So I always have to give myself a little bit of time and then also be gracious to myself because it's part of the healing process. So I'm definitely glad that I'm back. I'm definitely glad we're doing this again. Kenny is my cuz, and I missed you dearly. Just having these fun chats. It's so much fun getting out here talking about what we talk about, and I haven't been able to do that. So yeah, life's been kind of sucky for the last few weeks. So this is great. I'm happy. All right, y'all.
It is, and we are happy to have you. We are happy to have you. I don't have like an applaud machine right now, but I would do that. I would press the button right there so we can have a, like, you know, a nice little clap up. But yeah, feel free to, if you're listening on YouTube, to subscribe, hit that notification bell so you're up on all the new content. And if you're not on YouTube, feel free to add us to your RSS feed, whether you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, which is popping off right now, all the different places, you know, check us out. We will be recording again next week, and if Tess is up to it, we'll do another short episode, and then we'll kind of work our way back up to the full hour and some change. I believe that is it for housekeeping.
Yeah, go ahead.
And follow us on Twitter. We're getting more followers.
Nice.
You can follow us at TheGameCast1. That's the number one. You don't spell it out. You just, you know, put one. And it'll pop right up for you. And yeah, go ahead and give us a follow. We would love to hear your thoughts. Unless you're an ass, then you can just not. You could just not do that.
Yeah. Just hashtag don't be a dick. We're right here for it. And also, now that I have a brain injury, I don't have time for it. So please.
Facts.
Just don't try me because I'm not as kind as I used to be. No, seriously, I can be really evil now. Just saying. Anyway, that's really it for us tonight. Thank you guys for tolerating. Thank you guys for joining us back. So just remember to do all the same things. Obviously, if you got vaccinated, they're saying you don't need to wear your mask, but, you know, whatever. Wear your masks, be safe, wash your hands and your butts, and be nice people, be kind, and just remember that the next time you see somebody in a sweatsuit who's walking slow, they could have a brain injury, and don't judge them. So have a great night. We love you guys. Bye-bye.